Welcome to the Live Free, Love Life podcast, where we discuss how to create more freedom so we can love our lives no matter what we're going through.
Hello, friends. Welcome to today's episode of Live Free, Love Life. Today, we are going to be talking about escaping the not enough trap, because you are enough, and too many of us are in that not enough trap all the time, which means we are not free. Marianne Williamson said, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. If there is one story, one lie that holds more human beings captive than any other, it may well be the belief, I am not enough. This core wound of unworthiness runs through so many of us. It's like a dark thread coloring our every thought and action. Whether it's the nagging voice that whispers, you'll never make it, the anxious sense that you don't measure up, or the persistent feelings of inadequacy, insecurity, and less than, the shadow of not enough seeks to disconnect us from our true power and wholeness. But what if this pervasive fear of being not enough is simply an illusion, a trick of the mind? What if, just below the surface of our self-doubt, each one of us has access to radical worthiness, wholeness, and limitless potential? The truth is that you, we all, are inherently enough, worthy simply by virtue of existing. Anything else is a distortion, a false belief to be questioned and released. As children, we arrived in bodies that did not yet know lack. Before the voices of conditioning set in, we simply were vulnerable, dependent, yet fundamentally sensing our wholeness. Our not enoughness is learned. It is not innate. It is through the lens of family, culture, and society, which perceive through lack and relentlessly evaluate enoughness, that we learn to feel small, deficient, and unworthy. We internalize the voices of judgment and gradually believe their lies about our worthiness. As Eckhart Tolle puts it, the short intervals when we are neither asleep nor absorbed in the mind, that is, when consciousness is untrained, we realize a different nature that is not a thought, the formless essence of who we are. It can be sensed as that still space of presence itself. This is our birthright as human beings, to live from the spacious awareness of our inherent wholeness, to remember that we are so much more than just our thoughts, emotions, and stories about what we should be. There is freedom in knowing that you are enough. Realizing your intrinsic worth and enoughness in this moment sets off an inner revolution. When you shed the toxic belief that you must earn worthiness through actions and achievement, you unshackle yourself from an inner prison. Without trying to be enough, you already are. Without striving to fix your inadequacies, you are already whole. Without pushing to make it, you are already a miracle in motion. In this realization is profound liberation, because you no longer have to exhaust yourself constantly proving your worth. You can let go of the weight of never feeling good enough. You can stop seeking external validation or internal perfectionism and simply accept yourself as you are in this moment, more than enough. This is a radical perspective shift that changes everything. When you connect to your fundamental wholeness and worthiness, you stop criticizing, punishing, and demeaning yourself internally. You release fears of failure, rejection, and not measuring up. You let go of attachments to praise, accomplishment, and ego boosts. You cease striving and grasping to prove yourself. And you quit apologizing for who you are and taking up space. You can simply be open, relaxed, and at peace in your own skin. You gain the freedom of no longer needing to do or achieve anything to feel complete. Not enough thinking sabotages all areas of life. Okay. If you take a look, you will find the toxic, not enough mentality undercuts all areas of your inner and outer life. So let's look at them. Career and money. The fear you aren't good enough holds you back from taking bold steps and making powerful financial choices. You cling to perceived safety instead of playing big. Romantic relationships. Feelings of unworthiness, fear of rejection, and insecurity about not measuring up damage your ability to form healthy bonds. You shy away from vulnerability and sabotage intimacy. Friendships and connections. Unworthiness keeps you small around others, afraid of rejection. You struggle to connect deeply, masking who you really are. You people-please others, putting their needs above your own, and betray yourself in the process. Body and health. You criticize your physical form as not enough, working against your health. Feelings of shame inhibit joyful embodiment. Creativity and talents. Fears of inadequacy and failure block your self-expression. You hold back your innate gifts out of a sense of not being enough. Spirituality. Irrational guilt and shame cause you to feel cut off from the source of all love and abundance. You struggle to accept your divinity. Confidence. You walk through the world with an underlying sense of less than, constantly seeking external inputs to counterbalance inner deficiency. Joy and fulfillment. The self-abandoning voice of not enough robs you of your power to choose happiness. You can't fully relax into contentment. In short, a lack of worthiness sabotages your freedom, abundance, peace, power, and joy in every realm of human existence. It is like a virus corrupting the internal code of our software for life. No wonder we struggle so much. But there is an antidote. When we decisively reject the illusion of not enough and reclaim our wholeness, we set off a positive domino effect through all areas of living. So, how can you practically make this shift from not enough to more than enough? Here are some steps. Step number one, name the lie. Call out the specific not enough voices and fears you unconsciously believe about yourself. Name the ways you feel deficient or unworthy or less than. Bring the shadowy thoughts into the light. Step number two, remind yourself of the truth. Once you name the lies, counter them decisively with the deeper truth. If this doesn't feel believable, start with a bridge. Here are a couple examples. I am learning to believe I am fundamentally whole, worthy, and enough as I am in this moment. I give myself permission to believe I am whole, fundamentally whole, worthy, and enough as I am in this moment. I am open to believing. You get the idea. Step number three, reconnect to wholeness. In meditation or quiet reflection, practice sensing the stillness beneath your thoughts and stories. This spacious presence is your true essence, complete and free of lack. Reconnect here frequently. Step number four, give yourself compassion. Make the practice of speaking to yourself with kindness, gentleness, and unconditional compassion. Treat yourself as you would a beloved child or a dear friend. Let self-love counteract inner criticism. If you find this difficult, print out a picture of your four-year-old self and talk to them every time you talk to yourself. If you need more help, please come join my Live Free Love Life membership where you can get tons of help with it. Step number five, unhook from external validation. Release your attachment to proving yourself through accomplishments, accolades, or anyone else's approval. Give yourself permission to simply be without needing outside confirmation of your worth. Step number six, identify how not enough limits you. Get super clear on the ways this mentality is holding you back in the key arenas of your life. What would you say yes to if the fear of inadequacy wasn't stopping you? Let yourself feel the expansiveness of life beyond limitation. Step number 7, take small risks. Start acting as if you are already enough by taking little risks that flow from wholeness rather than grasping. Being open-hearted in conversation, putting yourself out there creatively, and making bold choices aligned with your worthiness. Step number 8, bless small reminders. When you feel the pangs of not enough creeping back in, bless them rather than battling them. Simply recognize the old conditioning, access your inner compassion, and return to remembering the truth of your inherent worth. Practice patience and persistence. The more you work through these steps in your daily life, the more the old stories of inadequacy will gradually lose their charge. You will gain trust in your fundamental okayness, and this trust will ripple outwards, transforming every facet of your existence. So let's go over those one more time. 1, name the lie. 2, remind yourself of the truth. 3, reconnect to wholeness. 4, give yourself compassion. 5, unhook from external validation. 6, identify how not enough limits you. 7, take small risks, act as if. 8, bless small reminders. The more you work through these steps in your daily life, the more the old stories of inadequacy will gradually lose their charge. You will gain trust in your fundamental okayness, and this trust will ripple outwards, transforming every facet of your existence. Your confidence will soar. Your relationships and ability to connect will blossom. You will align with greater abundance and make more powerful choices about money. You'll walk in wholeness in your body and health. You'll share your true gifts and talents fully. You will experience a profound inner freedom and lightness as the weight of inadequacy dissolves. Here are some questions to consider. Number 1, where do you notice not enough showing up in your life? Number 2, how is it keeping you trapped? Number 3, why do you think you're holding on to it? Why does your brain think it's important to think you're not enough in this area? 4, what might be possible if you were willing to let not enough go once and for all? And number 5, what's in the way of letting it go? By rejecting the not enough delusion and living from wholeness, you become free in the deepest sense, free to be rather than constantly having to strive and prove. Free to accept your divinity and birthright as a miracle in human form. Free to simply enjoy the gift of existence and to share your unique light with the world. The freedom to live in wholeness is your right as a human being. It is what you were born to claim. Will you choose it now? Live free, love life.
Would you like a list of my favorite affirmations to start practicing as you move from not enough to more than enough? Go to mindyneilcoaching.com/enough or click the link in the show notes to download a copy. See you next time.